I'm so happy to be here with you, all of you, to worship God. And I think if God lead us in the future, we may get together to serve God in here and also to appear to be a good servant and a good Christian before Him in this world. So, first, we please bow down our head and we will have a prayer. Heavenly Father, we give thanks to you for this wonderful moment that we may worship. This is your day that we may join. And we again come before you, ask your mercy, ask your strength, and ask your power, Holy Spirit, be with us to receive your words, to understand what your will, and also receive your strength to do the best, to live in this world for your name and glorify your name. Thank you, Lord. We just pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Today, thank you for 你的英文名字叫什么? Huh? You know a English name? Huh? Xiaoyin. Trustee. Thank you for your introduction. You know me more better than I. It's a long time since I saw so many young sisters, brothers here. I just remember, Father, I'm serving God since I was I have been a Christian. I enjoy my Christian life. Do you enjoy your Christian life? Huh? Do you like to come to worship today? Yes? Oh, it's a burden. Ah, today is Sunday. I need to go to church. Are you? No, I don't think so. We are here, right? If you are here, you enjoy our worship. Enjoy, come to God. And try to be a good God's people. Present our offering to Him. And give our thanks to Him. And ask His mercy upon us for the next week, for the coming years. We know He is our Heavenly Father. Just like our earth, our family, our parents, who take care of us from since we were born until now. Our God always watching us, always take care of us, always will give His best to us under His plan, under His work. Today we'll preach my message will be on John chapter 17, the whole chapter. Basically, this is the special prayer, and we call the name Jesus prayer, or we say the highest priest prayer. It's very important because this prayer, this time is the last night before Jesus, he was crucified. And also the last time he prayed with his disciples. And also is a very important thing that he will come to the end of his preaching period in this world since 3.5 years ago. He came to this world to preach his gospel. And almost at this last moment, he will tell his disciples the most important in Jesus' mind, in his heart. He wanted to say to his disciples, also through his disciples, to all of his believers, just like us here. So that's very important. In Chinese, we say, if one will die, his word is what? Very precious, very important. Jesus, the last moment, he said, he prayed before God, and also said to his disciples. So we know this chapter is very, very important. Totally in this chapter, Jesus is talking about three things. The first topic he talked is the salvation of the world. The salvation of the world. This is from verses 1 to 8. And the second topic he's talking about the unity of the church. From verse 9 to 15 and also 20 to 23. This is the chapter. The unity of the church, the second topic he shared. And the third is the ministry of his disciples, his people. That is from verses 16 to 19. These three topics that Jesus is talking about to us is very important until now if we are his disciples. First, talking about the salvation of the world. And second, about the unity of the church. And third, about the ministry of disciples of us, everyone here. First topic, this one, Jesus talking about what he has done in this world, what total ministries Jesus did in this world, until maybe we continue until now, he has done until now to us, we will continue to follow. That is the salvation of God. Maybe we say salvation of Jesus is also that meaning is salvation to this world. This world needs salvation. Maybe we say, oh, this world is good. Do you like this world? Like it? This world, from the physics, they say the world came day by day, day after day, came to the end, all the universe. So many terrible things happen every day. Most important things, I truly believe, we can use many ways to save this earth, this world. But the effective way, the most effective way is to use what? The gospel, God's salvation, to change everybody his mind. Then he can use God's heart, God's will, God's way to do, to serve, to resolve all the problems of this world. And this world maybe will be better and better. So basically, preaching gospel is very important. Every year I went to at least 2 years, I returned to Taiwan, my hometown, there to preach gospel. Why? Because just like Romans chapter 9, verse 3, Paul said, I own so many debts for my my brothers and sisters. So I need to preach the gospel to my people in Taiwan. But somebody say, oh, no, the Taiwan, there's so many ways we can change the Taiwan. But I say, so many ways. Yeah, we can use any way to change Taiwan. But to me, I really believe the best way is through gospel to change everybody's heart, return to God. You know, in Taiwan, the temple, the Buddhist temple, more than all the towns of Taiwan. So many temples there. But the percentage of Christians just only 2.5 or 3% in Taiwan. So it's a lot of gospel field that we can do that. I think all this world, so many people, so many places that we need to preach the gospel. Sure, but to me, I came from there. I do my best to preach the gospel to my people in Taiwan. In this world, they need God's salvation. We have a task. We have a work, just like Jesus did. He, 3 years and 3.5 years, what he had done is about the salvation of God to this world. So it's important. Jesus, he asked all his believers, don't forget to preach gospel to this world. From where to me, I can say some my experience. When I was 9 years old, I was a class medical 班长, junior high class, junior high student there, monitor. I was a class monitor, and I send all the classmates' names and address about 64 people, 60 or 70, I forgot it, sent it to a evangelical magazine, Christian magazine organization there, and totally free to send the magazine monthly to those people. Oh, because I'm a class monitor, so I do that. But I don't know how about here, and that's in Taiwan. And so every about two or three years later, you know, four students, four my classmates, they told me, "Hi, Norman. I don't know who sent this magazine to me, but I like it. I wanted to be a Christian." They wanted to believe Jesus. You say it's wonderful. Until now, at least two this my elementary classmates, they are Christians. They are keep contact with me right now, continually. And I so enjoy that. Every time I went to Taiwan, one of them, he tried to find me where I am. Where are you? He tried to find the names in the whole Taiwan, from computer or internet to find my name, Chinese name. He find whole Taiwan, you know, how many people with me the same name? Four. He told me, sure, first time, almost 40 years later, we have a classmate, he organized that and invited me from New York to Taiwan. And we get together we three times get together in Taipei, in Kaohsiung and Jiayi. Three times we met together, all my classmates all together. He found four my names in Taiwan. I don't know, and he knew that. And one by one, he visited all these people, and he found, oh no, this is not my classmate. And one day, he watching the internet, the TV. I find in New York, Reformed Church, a pastor name is Norman Chan. he's preaching, and the name Chinese name is Chen Yongjian, just like classmate the name. Wow! He tried to call to my church from Taiwan to New York, and my secretary, church secretary, he received the phone, and I say, "Yes, you what?" I try to find this name and who, and my secretary give him my home telephone, and he called to my home, and I just working for church. Others, my wife, to take care of. So my wife received the phone. Oh, who are you? Oh, so we connected, we enjoy, we pray, we praise our Lord. I don't know why so long God always so wonderful to let me enjoy the result of preaching gospel. It's so surprise for me. So, and some others, just for example, when I was a college student, you know, how I preach gospel, you know that? In college, we have some classmates, just all the Christians. the weekend, Saturday or Sunday afternoon after our service, we two or three people, three person, we have a team go to take the air. To take the rail train, the train in Taiwan, the 慢车, the very slowly, huh? Like 慢车, huh? We take that train, 车厢, huh? The whole train, so many, coach there, and one by one, we three people as a team, one by one to spread the gospel track to them and talking gospel to them one by one, because they were sitting there, they cannot move, so they are so no way to reject my preach. So you know, we have no purpose, we will not go to anywhere, we just come to this train and preach and spread the gospel train to them and preach gospel to them. Thank you, God. Somebody with the cup or the water, you say, phew, we say, oh, okay. And thank you, and we go away. So we learn a lot of things, but God do his best to let us enjoy the blessings of evangelism, this gospel preaching. Thank you, Lord. How about you? I hope everyone, we do our best to preach gospel to God. From our family, our home, our classmates, our friends, or our anywhere, anyone, that we do our best to preach gospel. That is Jesus' prayer to you, to me, in this world. It's very, very important. Is right? Agree? Good. We do our best, okay? Second one, the unity of the church from verse 9 and also 20 to 23. Unity of the church. How do we say? Jesus' prayer is that they may be one as Jesus and Father one. Who are they? Jesus talking about disciples, and also whom disciples preach the gospel to them, and they receive the gospel to be a Christian before God. So, who will be unified together? One, we need unified with God. Then we need unified with all Christians, and also with somebody right now. They are not Christian, but through God's mercy, through our preaching gospel, maybe one day they will be here, sit down here to worship God, to believe that Jesus, and also just like us, to show our witness before God to everybody. That is one that we need to unify with them. So it's very important. Only one way to be unified. What's one way? Jesus in this paragraph, chapter 17, John. How, when we say we are one, what mean of one? In this chapter, just one way to show we are one. What's that? Doing the same work with Jesus. Show us we are unity. We are all together. We are unified all together in Jesus. That's our witness. So in this chapter, what is unity? What mean of unity? Unity is not all you agree me or I agree you. Oh, that's the outside. But inside, we have got a vision of God revival. Do you have this vision? This morning, I just preached the gospel in our Mandarin Sun worship. I used Ezekiel chapter 11 and verse 14 to 25. and also chapter 36, verse 36, also Ezekiel, talking about the unity. What is unity? First, we need the same vision, same goal, same God's will among us. That is unity. Just like Jesus, He with God is one. He asked us to be one in Him, also in God, as unity. What's that? When Jesus said He was one with God, that means He is working. What He has done is following God's will. So, through the work, through the will of God, He with God is unified. So He asked us, how do we know we are unity? Because we are doing some work like Jesus, what He has done. He has doing, so we just doing that, what He is doing. So it's very important, also it's very easy. How do we know we are one? Because we have the same vision, we have the same God's will among us. And the goal, the same, we all together to go forward to that goal. So, thank you God. Do you have the goal to serve God in our church? Do you have some vision? You've had a mood in your heart by God, so that you say, God, give me strength so that we may be a good servant in your church to follow your will. It's important when we say we are serving God, God's will is very, very important. If not, you see in Matthew chapter 7, somebody said, Lord, they come to Jesus and they say, Lord, we just follow your name and they preach the gospel to somebody and they receive and we heal somebody and they are recovered and we're doing something. Oh, thank you, Lord. We come before you. And Jesus says, no, I don't know you. Get away. Huh? I follow your name and do the work, why you say you don't know me? Because the will, God's will, very important. Chapter 7, talking about God's will. If we serve God, not I like to serve, or I enjoy this service, but just only God asks us to do these things, even it is not to me so happy, not to enjoy to serve this job, this ministry, or this mission. But because God asked me, God, I follow you. Okay, God, you taught me through the prayer, through the Bible reading, through somebody words to remind you, and through something happened around me. So I know, God, you are leading me to go forward this way. So I surrender before you. I know you are my Lord. I follow you. Even I'm not so happy, so enjoyed. But God will give us His strength to lead us day by day. We enjoy, we like it, and we do our best to glorify His name, and we thank our Lord, ask a good unity before this world and Him. Thank you, Lord. So, what is that unity? We it's simply to say, Jesus talking about the unity, we say, it's nothing to do, Jesus has done. So we don't need to say, oh, we need to be unified. No, because unity is just doing the work of God, just we said. We carry on the task. What does it mean? In 1 John chapter 3:23, Apostle John talked to us. This is Jesus' commands, to believe in the name of His Son, Jesus Christ, to love one another as He commanded us. So, what is His work? Before Jesus died on the cross, He gave us a great commitment. And he also a great commission to us. That is to us. We need to Christians. We need to love each other. To another people, we need to preach gospel to them, so that they may be Christians before God. This is our totally what we are doing in this world, in our life, as a Christian. So God be with us. Let us open our eyes and clean up our heart, that we may love each other. We may together to preach gospel to somebody who are not knowing our Lord Jesus Christ. So it's very important to us. This is our whole life. What are we doing? Through these two big vision, two big target, two big goal, others, we put aside somewhere. And we ask God, put mercy more and more, much more mercy upon us to take care of us. Even something we lost because we love our God, but right now God, he do his best to give us because we lost something, and he give us some others, and let all enjoy he himself. So unity, we need Ephesians chapter 4 verse 3 is very simple. It says that we need to make every effort to keep the unity of the Holy Spirit through the band of peace. So we don't need to do something about the unity. Just what? Just try to keep the unity. What unity? The same goal, the same vision, the same God asked us to do for the greatest commission or the great commandment, that we all together go forward in the church to the world. We show us we are his children. So unity is not uniformity. Uniformity is one way with a weapon, with a force, and for somebody to agree your opinion. No, this is not church. We say uniformity. No, it's not. Also, unity is not union. Union is looking for agreement. Or try to, we are all agree, so we do that. No, this is not unity. Union, maybe one thing, use three people, three things there, three people together to discuss. Then, first things, two agree, so we don't want to do the first things. Second things, maybe one agree, so also we will do not. The third thing is three all the people totally agree, so we are union. To go forward for this, all we are all agree. Our unity is like this way? No. Because, and these three things, for example, these three things also barely important, even some disagreed, but also it is very important. So, not just try, totally agree, so we will do. No, that is not unity. Unity is what? For God, unity is what? We have seen God's vision. We have seen God's calling, God's movement in our side, God's inspiration in our heart, so that we have the same goal, same vision. Go forward, even one person. Even 2%, even 10%, 20%, 30%, we need more people to have the same vision. But we try to keep. We will not impose somebody to follow us. No, we pray for that. We ask God also give them the same vision so that we may all together. But to me, I continue. Do my best to go forward this kind of vision. To do the work of God. That is unity, is a mature concern, mind, in our heart to be, so we say is in unity. So Toto is not the same, maybe it's not the same way, same opinions, same method. If we want to go to, if we come to here, we can use an iPhone map. My wife and I, we can use iPhone map to come to our church from New York. And also I can use Google map, right? Not iPhone. Also I can use, GPS. I can use different way. Maybe different situation. We come to here. But our goal is here. So what's unity? We have the goal, the same goal to reach there. But the way may be different. The way is not so important. I think my way is most important, is the best. But for others, okay, we come together, we think about that, we do our best. Then for total the last goal, we take away one step before us, and then all people come and joy to serve God, and for somebody. To finish the gospel mission inside us. Thank you, Lord. So I don't know, how do you think, what is unity? Unity is you unified with me or I with you. No, totally we are unified in the will of God, in the glory of God, in the vision, in the goal of God to do what he asked us to do. Thank you, Lord. This is a unity. The third, this patience, this progress that we will talk about, ministries of God, his people. From 16 to 19, two things in this paragraph Jesus is talking about to his disciples. What things? One is protection. One is truth. Truth. When we read the Bible, you find that God promised he will protect us. He will protect every his children. But another way, he asked his children to follow the truth of the Bible, his word. These two things will balance in our Christian life. God, he promised us to protect us in this world. He will save us from the evil of the temptation, will save us from our dangers, from some other situation. He will protect us. He will take us. If you find the Bibles in Psalm chapter 139 and 16, the Bible says, your eyes, our God's eyes, saw my unformed body. Oh, wonderful. Even my body is unformed. Your eyes saw my unformed body. All the day ordained for me were written in your book before one of them came to be. Oh, it's so wonderful. We don't be worried about ourselves, because even this day, something not happened, not yet happened before us. God, he promised, he written it in his book. That means he will take his responsibility to protect us in safety, because we are all his children. He is our Heavenly Father. And also just like Psalm chapter 31, verse 15, the Bible says, my times are in your hands. Deliver me from my enemies and from those who pursue me. So in Psalm chapter 31 verse 15, God promised us all the times in our life, every period, God, he protect us. He will give us these blessings, his hands. We all the times are in in his hands. That means he protect us, give us the best to enjoy his wonderful protection. But important thing is we need to follow his word. The truth, he tell us, we our daily life, we want to be a good student, just like Jesus a student, just like a disciple, to follow his steps, to have a good sample through our life, our behaviors, some others in our life, show us we are his children. We follow the truth of the Bible to be a Christian living in this world. To glorify his name, we will give away all the wrong path that God dislike anything. We don't do that. We just do what Jesus like it, and God ask us to do that. So we do that. God will give us his protection. These 3 years, I have 2 cars accident. How about you? I don't know. I think it's good. And through the car accident, through the insurance company, they talking about, hey, I'm wrong. Hey, no, I'm right. I'm right. Totally they're wrong. But each time, 2 times car accident, my car totally broken. Serious. Is it serious? Car accident. But thank God, God always protect me so safe. So safety. I have our church, some co-workers say, Pastor, you be careful. After 2 weeks, after 2 months, maybe here you think it's not so comfortable. Somewhere it's not comfortable. You need to see doctor. 2 years, 3 years passed. Thank you, Lord. Nothing happened to me. I'm still God bless us. I don't want to say, oh, every day we are so secure, so we don't need to worry about our driving. No, we also need to be very careful to drive, right? But I will emphasize, if we follow his word to live in this world, God will protect us. He promised us. From Isaiah chapter 26, verse 3, if we do that, if we trust God very strongly in our heart, God will protect him very, very safely. Isaiah chapter 26, verse 3. So do our best to follow his word, not only because we are Christian, but also we want to be a good Christian before God, follow his word. And he promised to protect us, and then he will save us so many temptations or dangers or some accident like that. Even the accident or something happened, God will save us, deliver us from there to his Lord. He will bless us. Thank you, Lord. So here I will say, God, wonderful. He asked us to be, and he showed us a good way to follow him in this world. And that we all enjoy what we have in him, and do our best to serve him in his love. And in this chapter, Jesus nearly 2,000 years ago prayed for me and for you. We believe, we all his disciples, we need to have the faith to follow what he talked to his disciples about 2,000 years ago. God's plan for the world is salvation through knowing Jesus Christ. So we need to know more about Jesus Christ. Then we preach the gospel to those people who didn't know about Jesus. And God's plan for the church is unity through sharing the same mission, the same goal, the same vision, the same God's will as Christ doing, so that our church is unity together. And also God's plan for me, for you, is to share in this mission, this goal, this vision, and enjoy God's protection and truth. So it's very, very simple. Jesus prayed, he wants us to do that. And I think we are all his children. Also, we do our best to be good Christian before him, and follow his will, follow his word, follow his prayer, his will, his heart. He wants us to do in this world at this age. So may God bless us. Let all be a good Christian to preach the gospel to this world, and let the salvation of God be received by somebody who are not believed. And also we live together in the church. May God give us all the unity together in his love, in his truth, in his vision, his goal, so that we may go forward to serve God as a saint church. And also we do our best to be a good Christian, have a good sample of behaviors of life or some others in this world, from our home, from our school or somewhere, that we are his children, to be to have a good sample in this world, so that God present his best in our life day by day, and protect us from the evil, from some other spiritual things. Let us all enjoy what he prepared for us, his preparation for us in this world. Thank you, Lord. Please bow down our heads again. We will have a prayer. Lord, we thank you this moment. We thank you. You tell us what you want to us. We believe you. We want to preach your gospel to others, just like we have listened to your words, to accept you and to believe you as a Christian. And Lord, give us your love to live together in your church, so that we may unity. We have the same vision, same goal. We follow your will to serve you in your church, to live with our brothers and sisters together in your church. Enjoy the harmony, enjoy your wonderful love, because we are unity in you. Thank you, Lord. And also, God, give us good behaviors in our life, daily life, from our family, from our any surroundings there, so that, God, we are all your children, to show your glory through us. Thank you, Lord, that we believe you bless our life, the whole life you will bless us. Thank you, Lord. Pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you.